A lot of us would probably identify more with being doers than thinkers. And although we love the idea of meditation and we love our meditations when they go well, we may think, you know, I'm not really that good at meditation. That's not really my strong suit. I'm much better at doing things. And so we gravitate towards roles in our spiritual community where we are actively doing things because we're confident in that and we enjoy doing that and it's beneficial and we're caring for others and that's wonderful. And so I want to draw attention to the chapter on transforming adverse conditions into the path to enlightenment from Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, Universal Compassion, where he says, when we are confronted by challenging conditions that might otherwise discourage us or upset us or frighten us or elicit from us anger or other agitated, deluded reactions, and we're wanting to not have those negative responses, but instead have a positive response. One way that we're perhaps very familiar with, because it's taught a lot in the classes that we attend, is to try to translate that experience into a virtuous mind. So if we're suffering, we try to translate it into compassion. If we are feeling upset in some kind of way, we try to translate that into a mind of renunciation and so forth. We're very familiar with that idea of taking a little bit like manure. There's this unpleasantness and we're going to turn it into something valuable. But we may find that that's really not that easy to do. We may find that it's quite challenging to change our thoughts. Some of the pathways in our mind are so deeply worn that really it's once the mind starts going down there, it has this tremendous momentum. Now, in that chapter, and this is what I want to draw attention to, Venerable Geshe shares with us a second option. So not just by means of thought, changing the way we're thinking, but a practice that's called transforming adverse conditions into the path through the practice of the preparations. And the line from the root text is Geshe Chikawa saying, applying the four preparations is the supreme method. Venerable Geshe says, the practice of the four preparations is the supreme method for transforming adverse conditions into the path through actions. So we can transform adverse conditions into the path by trying to think differently, but whether we're able to do that, and particularly if we're not able to do that, there's also these set of practices that are doing actions, things that we, for example, physically do. And we can always do these. Like sometimes we can't change the way we're thinking. It's just such a deep habit that however hard we try, its momentum is too strong. We can't change the way we're thinking. But we can always do this. It literally is physical things. So the four preparations are the preparation of accumulating merit, the preparation of purifying negativities, the preparation of giving food to obstructing spirits, the preparation of making offerings to Dharma protectors. So focusing mainly on the first two, we might, for example, not be achieving or experiencing what we'd like to. And while that can be the basis of developing compassion and renunciation, we can also respond to that by thinking, "This I need more merit, so I am going to create merit. I am going to make mandala offerings, I'm going to make offerings of my shrine, I'm going to give things to people in my community. I'm going to respond to this by doing." And obviously we're in lockdown, so we don't need to kind of go to everyone's houses and break their quarantine by giving them things. But mentally, we can give, or we can online donate, or we can sit in our room making mandalas. It's about taking action. there was a challenge, and instead of being discouraged by that and paralyzed by that, we were given energy by that. It was dynamic. I'm not accomplishing or experiencing what I want, so I will do something in response. I won't just be paralyzed. And similarly with the preparation of purifying negativities, there's a wave of obstacles coming. I'm not just going to experience that without response. I'm going to do something. Maybe I'm going to recite Vajrasattva mantras, or I'm going to do prostrations to the 35 confession Buddhas, or make some confession or some sort of amends to people I've harmed. I'm going to do something. So personally, I think these are very, very helpful. Because it is difficult to change our habits, because that, you know, the mind lags behind. We can want to think differently, but to actually think differently will take time. Whereas this, we can, from the first day, if things aren't working out, accumulate merit. Do something to accumulate merit. If things keep going wrong, do something to purify negative karma. And then we can see the tremendous impact. This is the supreme method for transforming adverse conditions into the path through actions.